Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and spring is here, and it's the perfect time for a reset. Today, we're diving deep into how to refresh your mindset, set new goals, and cultivate new habits. Let's get into it. Spring is here, and it's not just about sunshine and flowers, although it's my favorite season. It's a powerful metaphor for renewal. Just like nature sheds its winter coat, we can shed old patterns and embrace a fresh start. So let's make this spring a season of intentional growth and positive change. We got this. Spring is a season of renewal, a time when nature awakens. It's just such, you know, beautiful spring days out, the days grow brighter and fresh possibilities emerge. So just as the world around us transforms, we too have that opportunity to hit reset. It's an opportunity to hit reset, refresh, and realign with the life that we truly desire. So this spring reset is about embracing this season of change to cultivate a new mindset. I know we started off the winter with new year, new habits, but now is the time for that spring reset to renew your mind, to rededicate and recommit yourself to those things that you want to accomplish and cultivate a new mindset. Set meaningful goals and work on things that you started and evaluate how you can finish them well, and just develop habits that support growth and fulfillment. So just like cleaning out that clutter from our homes during spring cleaning, we're big on that in my household. So we must also clear the mental, emotional, and physical blocks that hold us back. So that's what the spring cleaning reset is all about. This reset isn't just about starting over. It's about stepping forward with intention, purpose, and a renewed sense of motivation. So whether you're looking to shift your perspective, refine your goals, or establish healthier routines, today's episode is a guide just to get you through the practical steps to create lasting transformation. So we will explore ways to let go of limiting beliefs, set fresh intentions, and build and create new habits that align with your best self. From mindset shifts to actionable strategies, spring reset is awesome. It's an incredible way to just have you feel empowered to embrace this new chapter, this new spring season with confidence, clarity, and great enthusiasm. The season of renewal is here. Spring renewal, it's time to bloom into the person you are meant to be. Are you ready to reset and refresh your life? If so, let's get into it. So let's explore this. I'm very excited to unpack and explore the spring reset. That's right, we're talking about the power of a spring reset. Shedding old energy, spring is a time to release what no longer serves you, all of that negative, low vibrational energy, it's time to shed it. And if you have positive energy already, it's time to increase that positive energy. We're talking positive energy 2.0, positive energy, not the toxic positivity. And it's time to plant new seeds, setting new goals, and being intentional for this spring season. And cultivate growth, develop new habits, daily habits and rituals that support your well-being, and embrace new beginnings. It's time to step into a fresh chapter with a renewed perspective. The first thing you want to do is reset your mindset. You have to identify your limiting beliefs, what thoughts are holding you back and getting in the way of you being your best self and living up to your full potential. So your mindset is very powerful. So if you've been having
some limited thoughts and beliefs, it's time to reframe those thoughts, reframe those narratives, and practice positive affirmations. Replace the negative thoughts with empowering ones. Cultivate gratitude, focus on the good in your life, everything that's going well, and embrace mindfulness. Stay present and be aware and be discerning and appreciate the moment. Be kind and gentle to your soul. Show yourself compassion this spring season during your spring reset and renewal season. And if you need any additional resources and guidance, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. You won't be disappointed. So let's talk about those spring goals. So we are getting into spring. We had January, new year, new you, new mindset. And it's time to assess how things are going. How are you doing with that? So reflect on your desires. What do you want to achieve this spring? My goodness, I can't believe we're already in spring. I just remember it being January, new year, new habits, and now we are in the spring reset. So you have to reset and figure out where you're at in your goal process and make sure those goals are specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, and they're relevant to time bounds. And break down your goals so that you can have those actionable steps to get there and focus on what matters to most. Always prioritize your goals. Always put emphasis on things that are most important and work your way down from there. And visualize yourself. See yourself winning. See that winner in you. Imagine yourself achieving whatever it is that you wanted to accomplish this year in 2025. So new year, new habits, it's not over. We're just entering a new season, a spring reset. So cultivate those spring habits. It's all about your morning routine. So now is the time to see what's been going on. What have you been doing since January until March, almost April. So work on those morning routines, establish a routine that sets you up for a positive day. We're talking positive affirmations. We're talking about exercising. We're talking about meditation. We're talking about matcha lattes in the morning. Whatever you need to do to start your day off. I love the spring weather by itself. So anything addition that you need to do to incorporate into your morning routines, get going, get doing it, get busy with it. And nature connections. Spend time outdoors, soaking up the sunshine and the fresh air, and nourish your bodies, what you're eating. Be healthy, focus on fruits and veggies, and, you know, just being healthy with your meal balance in joyful activities. Find those activities that bring you joy, that keeps you moving, and just enjoying the outdoors and new passions for the spring, and have that creative expression, explore new creative outlets and things you could do, you know, to just have an overall really great spring. I know we look at spring for our spring cleaning. We definitely do that in my household, but you also have to do that spring reset and renewal mentally, emotionally. Ask yourself how you're doing. Check in. So that's so critical. You have to do that mental cleaning as well, and, you know, get yourself on top of your game and create some new rituals and reset. The winter is out, the spring is here, it's sunny, the fresh air. It's time to get those new routines going as well. So let's talk about the real, raw, relevant actions and strategies that you can take for your spring reset. One of the great things that I love is journaling. Journaling is a really good thing. I have journals on Amazon.com as well. And one of the great things I love about journaling, it's just a great way to express yourself. You can reflect on your limiting beliefs. You can reflect on your moods and your feelings, your desires, your goals. It's just like free thoughts. It's a free thought process and you're writing it out. And also mindfulness practice. Incorporate daily mindfulness into your routine. I love a good meditation session, a little great yoga reset. That's amazing for me, doing that daily. And it just gives me a level of peace. And I'm able to hit that reset. I call it the 30-second reset. I can do that. But I also do a little more extended yoga, Ashtanga yoga as well. So work on that. Your goal setting worksheets, create a plan for your spring goals. I do have a New Year, New Habits workbook. For you to track your progress, that's available on Amazon. So there are a lot of great resources available to you, and you can it also incorporate habit tracking where you can track your habits as well. And there's also apps that you could use to track your progress. And like I said, if you need that support, find a mentor, find a coach. I have resilience coaching services. I got so much stuff going on, you guys. Like I'm definitely into motivation and empowerment. So if you need those resources for your spring reset, AliciaEads.com. It's a great website with a lot of resources to expand your horizon. Check out that site. I'll put the link below in the notes section. So understand that spring reset is about you acknowledging what you've done so far in the beginning of the year and just focusing on ways to just get better and just be more organized and be intentional with your life and take those mental observations on things you want to clean up spiritually, physically, emotionally. Let's just reset everything in the spring. We already have our minds programmed for spring cleaning. Let's get our minds programmed for this spring renewal and transformation in our lives. There's power of spring as a fresh start, a fresh renewal. The winter is out, and it's a great opportunity for growth and transformation and evaluation and mindfulness to see. Let's do some spring cleaning for our mind. Have you thought about that? That's a little deep nugget there. Letting go of those limiting beliefs and negative self-talk, reframing your thoughts to embrace optimism and positivity, the possibilities. I'm extremely optimistic. It annoys people sometimes, but you have to be optimistic. You have to look at the possibilities in your life. And also, you have to be discerning, practicing mindfulness and self-awareness for mental clarity. What's better than the springtime to clear your mind up, to get that clarity, to regroup? We're talking about spring reset, new mindset, goals, and habits. It's the next chapter. It's the next season. We're already in the new season, spring season of this year, 2025. So we have to be reflective on that and setting new intentions and goals. If those habits that you started off in the new year of January aren't working, we have to reflect on what's working and what's not and adjust accordingly. Pivot. It's time to pivot in this spring reset and just create different actionable things for success. I mean, no one is perfect. Please understand that. That's what we talk about, giving yourself grace and understanding and being compassionate to yourself. So build those healthy habits for a fresh start. There's science behind habit formation, habit stacking, and lasting changes. And I mean, we did several podcasts on this. So understand that your small daily practices, they can lead to big transformations and big results in your life. So what you do today in your spring reset, that's going to determine how your summer look. How are you going to have the best summer? I love summer, and I'm sure many of you listening love summer too. So let's go ahead and get ourselves reorganized, hit that reset button, and get going with those new habits, fresh mindset, renewed, refreshed mentally, emotionally, physically, and just enjoying the spring, but also working on those goals, those actionable strategies to just get better. And the same way you do your spring cleaning, you're cleaning out your home, you also have to refresh your environment. There is connections between a clean space and a clear mind. Feng shui. You have to dilute your home, your workspace, and your digital life. You have to declutter all of those things. So, you think it's just for your home. You have to do it digitally, online, your workspace where you work. It's time to hit that refresh, refresh your environment, clean it up, a fresh space, create a space that supports productivity and peace. I love organization. I love to be neat. And I feel like with less clutter, I have more of a clear mind. So you have to declutter your home, your workspace, and your digital life. So it's not just about having a clean, neat, tidy home. You have to do that cleaning in all other areas of your life. So you can't be one-dimensional. You have to be kind of like having different levels to your organization and refreshing your environment. So take a moment to reflect on that. Like, how could you declutter digitally your life and set in time blocks on how often you're on social media, limiting the time frame and mindset and energy that you give to social media, organizing your home, decluttering it, just creating that space, a nice, productive, peaceful, engaging space and area in your life, and reconnect with yourself and your passions this spring. Prioritize self-care and personal growth. Explore new hobbies and interests, and make time for things that you love, things that bring a smile to your face. And also, we're talking about boosting that energy and your overall well-being. So refresh your diet. You are what you eat. So work on healthy eating, exercise, having a good sleep routine. Sleep is luxury. So there is so much importance in exercising and movement and different mindful practices that you can do. I love yoga. There are so many ways to just simply refresh and enhance your physical and emotional health. So we're going to hit that reset. We're going to hit that reset, and we're going to do some cleansing mentally, physically, emotionally. We're going to be discerning, and we're just going to declutter some things in our lives. So understand there's power as well in strengthening your relationships and your social well-being. So the first thing we're going to talk about cleaning and renewing is letting go of toxic connections and embracing positive energy. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Letting go of toxic connections and embracing positive energy. So anything in your life that's toxic, that fake toxic positivity, or just people who are extremely negative, let it go. Let it go. Remove it from your life and be discerning with how you go about and maneuver, but limit your time and your interactions. That's a part of cleaning up and resetting on an emotional level. And nurture those good relationships. Put that energy there, nurturing meaningful relationships with your friends and families and your tribe that gives you that good energy. Focus on putting that energy there and set boundaries. Boundaries are your best friend. We did a podcast on that. Boundaries are your best friend because setting boundaries, they protect your peace and your overall well-being. And also, you can see if you've had some experiences and you've had some relationships that weren't going the way you anticipated, whether that's friendships, whether that's family, personal, whatever that looks like for you. The boundaries help you reinforce different things, different boundaries, so people won't cross you and you're able to have healthy connections and relationships on all levels. So understand setting boundaries this spring, cleaning up those boundaries, they protect your peace and your well-being. And if you're doing those, you're doing that already. Excellent job. Kudos to you. Boundaries are your best friend. I'm big on boundaries, and I believe we teach people how to treat us. And also, most importantly, with this reset and the renewed mind, and for the spring, create your vision for the future. Visualize your ideal life and map out the next steps. What do you want for yourself this summer? What do you want for yourself this fall? What do you want for yourself at the end of the year? And use some manifestations and affirmations to reinforce your goals with the actions that you're taking as well. So you got to speak that positivity, got to speak all of those great things into your life, and stay adaptable and open to new opportunities and new possibilities. This season, there's so much greatness in store for you. So understand that this is your season for growth. Understand that you have to embrace change with confidence and excitement for this renewal. And understand that every season brings a new opportunity to bloom. So are you ready for a spring reset and renewal? Renewing your mind, your body, your spirit, boosting your energy, your overall well-being. I'm excited. I'm excited for this new spring season. It's a time for renewal. This spring reset is your opportunity to bloom. Let's cultivate a renewed mindset, set inspirational goals, and create habits that align with our authentic selves. Remember, you have the power to create a vibrant and fulfilling life. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Let's make this spring a season of growth and transformation. Until next time, keep shining, you beautiful souls. You've got this. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.